It's a basketball program with a tradition of success. And after last year's tournament run ended sooner than they'd hoped, the McDonald Macs entered the season with a little something extra to prove.
Aiden to Sikora, right wing outside the arc. Eddie Mittermeier pops a three, right corner pocket. Yes, 5-0 McDonald, another steal. Mittermeier with his steal, push ahead, keeping Galvez down the lane. Galvez, count it, hoop and harm for the McDonald senior. Grant Smiski walls up and blocks his shot. Floats it ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Down low, Stelter to Flanagan. Flanagan spins and a beautiful move with the left hand.
That was nice.
Bounces it to Keegan Galvez. Rotates out Sikora to Eddie Mittermeier. Left corner, three. Eddie, nothing but net. Made a misfelt right wing. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez cross-court skip. Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three. Left side, switch. Galvez cross-court skip. Aiden misfelt. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three, straight on. Can he get another one? You better believe it. Four threes in the first half for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 12. Working the offense here. Jordan Sikora sneaks back to where Aiden Misfelt finds him. Easy two from low on the left. Keith Brissett loses at Cannon Huss. And Eddie Mittermeier collaborating on that. Eddie sneaks by the defense. No look pass finds Keegan Galvez. Kisses it off the glass for two low on the right. Beautiful work in transition for McDonald. Garamone up top to Quinton Brissett. Brissett has his pocket picked by Cooper Mittermeier. Shoves it ahead to Rozowski. Rozowski hard down the lane. Couldn't get the finger roll. Offensive rebound. Pull back. Miles Flanagan, the big man with the hoop and arm. Pass Rozowski back to Cooper. Straight on for three. Straight in. Stelter to Flanagan. Flanagan spins right by Brissett. Up and in for two. He's into double digits, Miles Flanagan. Rozowski up top, rotates Ben Siegenthaler right in front of his own bench. Spots up, 4-3, looking for Ben. Right. Brissett throws it right back to Stelter at midcourt. Carter Stelter, beautiful pass down low. Carson Galvez hit hard. Reverse, still going in. High off the window for two. Kaiser Wasit coming out of that pack is Keegan Galvez. Galvez on the run, hard at the rack, out the basket, and the foul. Bounce Eddie Mittermeier, quick trigger on the three, splashed it from the right corner. Drop down Eddie Mittermeier, tries the three, left corner, that one good as well.
Eddie is on tonight.
4-3, that one a little bit short, grabs his own rebound, flips it out, Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, pocket three, he knew it, and so did the coach for Phillips.
3-for-3.
Oh, you could see the coach for Phillips gesture in frustration as soon as Eddie got that ball. Left wing, doesn't pull the trigger on a three, but Eddie Mittermeier will left corner. Oh my goodness, Eddie! That's four!
Not much you can say.
Wow. That's about all I can say.
Yeah.
Eddie's hit four in the first 6 minutes. Now Eddie with a steal. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. Easy layup.
Timeout again. There we go.
Timeout taken. McDonald up 19-6. What a run courtesy of the McDonald senior. Rozowski finds Grant Smiski. Smiski high off the window for two. A pretty touch for the McDonald sophomore.
Nice little shot.
Now Dietz on the run. Finds a cutter along the baseline. Shot swatted away by Miles Flanagan. No, Rozowski tracks down the offensive rebound. Back to Huss. Hesitation. Then he'll take the three and make the three. Aiden Misfelt back to Eddie Mittermeier for his fifth three. Oh, just spun in and out.
Hustle.
Offensive rebound. Cannon Huss goes hard up
Cannon.
For two.
Great hustle. Great desire to get that ball.
Cannon Huss just wanted it more. And now the pass knocked away by Miles Flanagan. Into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane, right over the top of the 6'6" Dietz for two more. And that's 18 for Eddie. Goes to Keegan Galvez. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Step back for three. Right in the circle. And that's just how it's going tonight for Eddie. 21 in the first half. Cannon Huss offensive rebound kick out. Eddie Mittermeier, can he get another one? Why not? Left corner pocket, Eddie Mittermeier, his 6th 3 in the first half. He has 26, and it's 38-17 McDonald. Cannon was trying to sneak along the baseline, but Eddie Mittermeier coming off a screen and hit another three. The game of his life. Eddie Mittermeier, 7 threes in the first half.
He'll add some much-needed points. Now Cannon Huss to answer from the left wing.
I mean, they just can't guard Cannon now.
Cannon Huss, straight on, straight in for three. The hit parade continues from downtown for McDonald.
Eddie Mittermeier up top to Cannon Huss. Huss right in the circle for three.
Got another one starting the second half the way he finished the first. Huss with 18. Galvez going hard at the rim. Counted, and the foul. The block on one end, the finish on the other. And three the old-fashioned way coming up for Keegan Galvez.
Well, you knew it was
Eddie
coming.
Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, left side. Oh, he hit it. It's a four-point play for Eddie Mittermeier. He cannot be stopped.
That was out by the McDonald symbol.
That was 10 feet beyond the arc and one from three for Eddie. 32 looking for more.
The rebound to Schwamigan. The Screaming Eagles moving left to right here in the second half. Dietz weaves through traffic, pulls up, blocked by Miles Flanagan in the lane. Kick out. Jaden Misfeld to Eddie Mittermeier falling away. Left corner three, his ninth of the game. Misfeld at the high post. Cannon Huss goes right in the body of Dietz. Huss works hard for two more. 22 for Cannon Huss. Smisky back to Miles Flanagan, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for his 10th three from way downtown.
All right.
What a night for Eddie. 43 points!
To Cooper Mittermeier, back to Eddie. Eddie for his 11th three.
Why not? 46 for Eddie, and a fist pump for the crowd.
Smisky back to Eddie. Eddie for his 12th three.
Got it.
Oh my goodness, Eddie with 49! Wow! 90 points for McDonald.
Cooper Mittermeier with the steal to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie left side, falling away for another three.
Wow.
52 points, Eddie Mittermeier.
Ooh, man.
He cannot miss tonight.
Eddie Mittermeier pulls it away along the baseline. We'll push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss with pace, slides one down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez over the top of ball rep, 4-2, counted in a foul. We'll flip back. 4-3, Eddie Mittermeier, there's the first one for Eddie from the left wing, and McDonald retakes the lead 9-8. Eddie Mittermeier up top, penetrates into the lane, pull up, got hit, got the shot, and one. Flip back to Cannon Huss, Huss falling away for three, nearly. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier for three, Cannon, another one.
We need him to stay hot.
Huss up top, crosses over on him, goes hard into the body, count the basket, and the foul, whooping arm for Huss. Holding above his head, Cannon Huss calling for it in the post. Carter Stelter pulls up from the foul line, bottoms it. Eddie Mittermeier back to Misfeld, thought about a three, takes the three,
makes the three.
He's a good shooter.
Cannon Huss to answer for three, right side,
yes.
Now at the foul line, rotates out. Cooper Mittermeier, corner three,
got it.
Cooper Mittermeier, that's a basket sorely needed by McDonald. Finds Ballrat. Ballrat quickly slices along the baseline. Then blocked by Miles Flanagan. Wazowski, long lead feed ahead. Eddie Mittermeier gets his man in the air, up and in for two. Side rattled in and out.
There we go.
Offensive rebound, putback going high, and finishing Keegan Galvez. Offensive rebound, Wazowski.
Yeah.
Go down, counted in a foul. Master Wazowski, a chance for three the old-fashioned way. McDonald within 10. Ball Creek with the lead. Wazowski to Mittermeier, falling away for three. Left swing, yes.
He can beat up very quickly.
The senior, Asher Wazowski, finds Keegan Galvez, cutting to the hoop for two. 6-point game.
Beautiful pass.
Aiden Misfeld steps into a three. Left wing, swish.
3-point game, and a timeout taken by Fall Creek.
Inbounds to Keegan Galvez. Asher Wazowski swings to Eddie Mittermeier, open for three. Left corner, yes. 2-point game. Eddie Mittermeier with 21. Eddie Mittermeier up top. He'll step into
looks
a three.
Good.
Straight on. Oh, we know it.
Seesaw affair here in Fall Creek. Cannon Huss driving in hard. Takes it to the rack and scores. 2-point game once again. Misfeld puts on the floor with the right hand. Attacks the hoop. Up and in
great
for
shot.
Two. Aiden Misfeld, an aggressive move. And Misfeld, long cross-court skip. Eddie Mittermeier, deep three. Right wing. Count it. Nice bounce pass inside. Beautiful move, but a nice swat by Cannon Huss. Knocked it away from Jonah Blaskoczyk. Now McDonald on the move. Aiden Misfeld straight on. Steps into a three.
Way to share the basketball.
Another timeout taken. Bloomer wants a break. Berger up top. Chest to chest with him. And Grant Smisky takes it away. Smisky to Cannon Huss. Huss crossing over down the lane. Eurostep left-handed layup good. Cannon Huss drives in hard. Can't get the shot to fall. Gets his own rebound.
Good
goes
rebound.
One side of the hoop to the other. Hooping hard for Huss. An end one opportunity for the McDonald seniors. Largest lead now for Bloomer at 8 points, 28-20. Stepping into three, Cannon Huss, he knew it. Reined it in, Cannon Huss with 11. Misfeld attacks into the paint, runner, count it, yes, and a foul. It bounced all around the iron, went down, and a chance for three the old-fashioned way for Aiden Misfeld, starting out aggressive here in the second half. Jordan Secor up top, Jordan attack to the hoop, finishes with the right hand.
Exactly what we need to do. We just got to get a stop here in the defensive end.
Cannon Huss.
Huss rains in a three left of the circle.
Big shot. Big shot.
Huss crosses over on Strand at the right block, backing him down. Huss goes up hard and finishes with the right hand. That's a big man move for Cannon Huss. Back to the basket. Out to Wazowski. Score from three. Right wing.
rippling the net. Asher Rozowski, that's his ninth of the season. Rozowski back to Aiden Misfelt, steps into a three left side. Got it! And McDonald has retaken the lead 40-39. A confident shot from McDonald Sr. Eddie Mittermeier falling away to tie the game. He does with the left
Great
wing.
Shot. Great shot.
Curling off the screen, Eddie Mittermeier's first field goal of the second half. Cannon Haas, quick, no hesitation, three in the right corner, and McDonald takes the lead back. Back and forth we go as Haas continues his hot shooting in the second half, 48-47. McDonald, quality shot here. They trail 49-48. Cannon Haas, Schwarzenberger coming into double. Haas kick out, Aiden Misfelt straight on for three. He got another one! Aiden Misfelt with a big hit from downtown, and McDonald leads 49.
Great job by Cannon noticing the double team kick out to the top of the key.
Finds a bounce to Cooper Mittermeier with 23 seconds to play outside the arc left wing. Finds Cannon Haas. Haas backs in. He's triple team. Goes up hard with the right hand and ties the game. A beautiful big roll for Cannon Haas. We have a tie game and Haas at 21. Cannon Haas double in the paint. Spins right to the rack and ties the game.
He doesn't hesitate when he gets the ball down on the block. He's got a wide open lane to work.
Open for three, right corner, no. Offensive rebound, Keegan Galvez. Great. Goes up long and scores. Keegan Galvez gives McDonald the lead, and that's a great time for his first basket. 57-55 the max.
On the double bonus.
Be a fitting end to put this one in for a great performance from a senior.
Aiden Misfelt, the free throw, perfect. A big make there for Aiden Misfelt. 6 seconds left. Short from the three. Cannon Haas between two defenders. Up and in for two. The big man with an end-one opportunity for the Mavs.
Bustled that one in.
Cannon Haas back to Aiden. All alone in the right corner. He'll step into a three. There, they locked him all alone. Should not do that.
I was wondering when he was going to shoot it.
Shoots to Aiden Misfelt left wing. He'll try another three. They locked him open again. Why would you do that? Eddie push ahead to Cannon Haas. Haas on the run, right block, along the baseline, reverse, nice touch by Cannon Haas as he went over 6'3" Tyler Burhoff. Cooper, high post look, Carter Stelter turns with the foul line, nails the jumper.
Good shot by Carter.
Haas, down the middle of the lane, no one stops the ball, finger rolls to the basket, count it, and a foul for Cannon Haas. Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez calling for it in the right corner. Keegan thinks about a three, takes a three, makes a three. Aiden double clutches on a three and nails his third. Now Eddie Mittermeier with the steal saying, don't forget about me. Mittermeier to the cup, kiss off the glass, and one. Cannon Haas goes high to get it at the right elbow. Kick out Jordan Sikora, wide open for three left side. Splashed it.
Doesn't matter who they leave open, we're going to make the threes.
Kick out, rotate, Keegan Galvez for three, and Mittermeier got another one. A good-looking shot there for Keegan. 46-28, the max up by 18, 3 minutes into the second half. Cannon Haas will try a three. The three-point parade continues. Around the lane for Regis. Payne pumps once, pumps twice, and has his inbound pass tipped and stolen by Cannon Haas. And back to Krogman. Krogman driving baseline, hangs in the air, shot knocked away by Cannon Haas to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, three-on-one, finds Eddie Mittermeier, soars to the rim for two.
Great passing, great hustle by Eddie.
Asher Rozowski works to Cannon Haas. Calling for Eddie Mittermeier, finds him. Mittermeier in front of his own bench. 4-3, switch. He does not need much room.
We're going to try it again.
Eddie Mittermeier back to Cannon Haas. Can they return the favor? Yep. Yes, they can. Cannon Haas with the three. Two-man action on the right side of the floor for the McDonald seniors. What a pair they are here. Finds Rozowski. Rozowski, nice head fake. Driving down the lane. No-look pass. Carter Stelter for three. Right side. Got it! Carter Stelter!
Kept his hand up there with the Michael Jordan look.
Asher Rozowski into the lane. No-look to Rubenzer. Rubenzer off the glass and good! Brady Rubenzer, the senior with the deuce.
Always good to get him in the books.
4-on-2. Mittermeier down the lane, kicking Keegan Galvez right corner. Galvez up top, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, deep three, left of the circle, money! Money Misfelt with another hit from downtown. Eddie Mittermeier falling away for the tie! Got it! 10 straight for McDonald. Out to Keegan Galvez for three! Got it! Keegan Galvez! Mittermeier into the lane, no look pass to Cooper, left corner, open look for three, money!
To see Cooper hitting him.
Stelter up top, Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, right of the circle, you bet!
You can't leave him that wide open, and he was 5 feet beyond the arc.
Bounce to Eddie Mittermeier, he'll think about a three, he'll take a three, he'll make a three! High post look to Cannon Haas, Haas puts it on the floor, goes in hard, muscles one in, counted in the foul, hooping hard for Haas!
Nesvelt finds Flanagan. Flanagan touch pass. Jordan Sikora left corner. Jordan runner off the glass and a nice touch for the McDonald sophomore from the left wing. Andy up top. Bounce to Cannon at the high post. Aiden Nesvelt. Nesvelt in rhythm for three. Right side. Yes! 2 minutes gone by. Mittermeier open for three. Online. Snaps the twine.
That was right on. I love this vantage point we got, Kale, because that looks so good.
Eddie Mittermeier, he'll take another three, make another three with a man right in his face. 47-29, McDonald up 18-8, and Misfeld steps in front of a pass, down the lane. Mittermeier now right down the lane, skies, flips to the cup. Now Eddie Mittermeier, show and go, to the rim, hits high off the window, he's got 29. Aiden Misfeld, bounces one to Cannon Haas, beautiful sliding bounce pass to Eddie Mittermeier. He's got 31, and the dime drop from senior to senior.
Great assist by Cannon.
60-45, McDonald. Nesvelt driving down the lane. The C's part. Aiden up for two with the finger roll.
Beautiful drive by Aiden.
Long cross court skip, Keegan Galvez. Galvez pump fakes, then takes the three. Hits the three from the left corner. All net for Keegan Galvez. Back to Eddie on the right side. Eddie finds Cannon Haas in a double team in the lane. Count the bucket. And the foul. Hoop and arm for Haas once again. Bounce pass. Cale Holm right corner. Long cross court skip. Tipped into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Immediately snaps off a three and snaps the twine.
He likes that other side. I'm telling you.
From the left wing, that's the third hit from downtown. Eddie fakes a pass, takes a three, makes the three. Four in the first half for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 12. Eddie Mittermeier, they left him wide open for three. Don't do that. Eddie with his fifth three of the first half.
He'll pay for it.
Cadot has a shot swatted by Keegan Galvez. You can hear that one. Keegan Galvez, no hesitation. Left corner, three, got it. Keegan Galvez back out to Cannon. Wide open, look at a three. Left wing, that's the eighth of the first half for the Mavs. Miles Flanagan erases a shot from Burrish. Now Cannon Huss in transition. Power step, bounce up and in. Count it, and the foul. Drop down to Ritter. Ritter puts his head down and has his shot swatted away. Keegan Galvez. Push ahead to Jordan Sikora. Touch pass. Cannon Haas. Haas between three defenders. Down the lane. Down the basket and the foul. A third and one opportunity for Cannon Haas.
A great Euro step finish there.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three again. Yeah. Blazing hot from outside. He's hit seven threes all by himself. They can't get it to him. Instead, though, finding Aiden Misfeld running to the rim. Teardrop runner off the rim and in. Counted and a foul break. In and out. Offensive rebound. Putback skying. Kissing it off the glass. Keegan Galvez. All air. Another offensive rebound for the Hornets. Keegan Ritter has his shot swatted away by Flanagan. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Finds Haas cutting to the cup.
Nice. Nice look.
For Eddie near the logo. Drops to the high post. Galvez out to Sikora. Wide open for three. Right side. Book it. Jordan Sikora, that one looked good. Aiden crosses over on his man down the left side of the lane. Finds a cutting. Jordan Sikora wide open underneath the hoop for two. The dime drops. The vision from Aiden Misfeld.
Very good.
Rebound track down in the corner. Jordan Sikora pushes head to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane for two. Aiden Misfeld jab step down the lane. Hangs and hits. Aiden Misfeld gets knocked down to a knee. Slides a beautiful bounce pass on the reverse. Eddie Mittermeier for two.
Very nice look there by Aiden.
Delta one bounce back to Eddie Mittermeier. Coming off a screen for three. Nailed it.
Nice shot. He's got such a quick release.
The 97th of the season for Eddie Mittermeier. Pulls McDonald within 7, 20-13. Flanagan to Stelter. Stelter left elbow jumper. That looks sweet. Eddie Mittermeier down the lane. Right-handed runner is good. Eddie's starting to heat up. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline up and in for two. Cannon Haas. Haas wide open. Down the lane. Down the basket. The foul, the hoop and hard for Huss. Huss backing down his man over Kelly. Too strong. Rebound bat around. Huss somehow pulls it back down. Huss going right back up. Hard and hard. Big man move. Mittermeier goes behind his back. Ducks by two defenders and a finger roll for two. What a blazing move to the bucket for Eddie Mittermeier. 39-28. The Hy-Vee halftime show. Eddie Mittermeier will start out with a three to start the second half with a bang. Left wing triple for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 16. That is his 98th of the season. McDonald within 8, 39-31. Right at the circle, Aiden Misfeld finds Cannon Haas underneath the basket up and in for two. A nice reverse. Sneaking back door, Cannon Haas is 13.
That was a great look by Aiden Misfeld.
Up top, Cannon Haas straight on for three. Fakes the three. Goes hard to the rim. Finger roll, bucket, and a foul.
Nice drive by Cannon.
Oh, he faked his defender out of his shoelaces there.
Crosses over on Volrath again, gets inside him, and up and in for two over the top of Volrath, going reverse and glass. Cannon Hush.
Hayden at the right elbow, slides it to Sikora. Sikora up and in with the left hand on the reverse.
Another good assist by Aiden Misfeld.
Working on Volrath down the lane, kick out. Jordan Sikora spots up for three. Right corner, pocket, yes! Jordan Sikora! The screen from Cannon, gives it to Cannon, steps back for three, right at the circle.
Got it.
Money! And Fall Creek wants a timeout as McDonald has stormed back within three. They trail 48-45 with 13:23 left.
Cannon Huss off the screen, steps back for three for the tie.
Oh, yeah! And rimmed in! The hometown roll for the senior. He has 23, and we are tied at 50.
Volrath long rebound, and Volrath tracked it down. Volrath blocked and taken away from him by Flanagan,
and then the frustration foul on Volrath.
Now he at the left elbow, and he Mittermeier knocks it loose. It's loose on the floor. Almost thrown back. Now to Waukee. Waukee down the lane. Blocked! Swatted away by Flanagan. McDonald has a chance to take their first lead here tonight. Cannon Huss, right wing, drives in hard. Runner off the
There we go.
Good! Gives McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points on the career for Cannon Huss. 1,000!
Beautiful.
29 on the night for Cannon Huss.
What a game to get it in, too.
Off the mark, offensive rebound. No, Flanagan took it away. Oh, Ritger had it, and Flanagan said, no, sir.
Miles went after that one strong.
10 seconds left, 9 seconds. Adi Mittermeier pulls up for a three.
Oh.
Rims in and out. Cannon Huss, offensive rebound, puts it back up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, up and in. 33 for Huss with 1.1 seconds left. McDonald leads 68-66. The first shot doesn't go. The second shot doesn't go. But the third one is the charm for McDonald, and they lead by two.
That was just all-out hustle and a want to win by Cannon Huss.
Matching the number on his jersey, Cannon Huss with 33 points.
You don't want to foul him, but you want to make it tough.
There it
goes.
They
throw it deep, looking for Volrath. Knocked away by Eddie Mittermeier. Carter Stelter gets it, and McDonald.
Is it over? I think it's over.
And have just put themselves in the catbird seat for a Western Cloverbelt Conference Championship.
What a game. What a game.
Oh, my goodness. The student section rushing the floor. Your final here, 68-66. McDonald, they were down 13-2 to begin the game.
Galvez attacking into the lane, up hard with the right hand in school. Doubled over on the left side, knocked away by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the left side of the lane, going in hard, high off the glass in school. Now coming the other way with a head of steam, Eddie Mittermeier all the way to the rack, coast to coast for the McDonald senior.
He's quick.
Over to Brzezowski, spins out to Eddie Mittermeier for his first three of the night. Money. That is number 99 on the season for Eddie Mittermeier, and he has scored 10 straight for McDonald. Push ahead to Asher Brzezowski. Brzezowski going in hard over the top of Aiden Rosemeyer. Hoop and harm, counted in the foul for Brzezowski.
Going hard to the basket.
Asher Brzezowski, opposite side, kick out. Up top, 4-3, Huss, book it. Kick out Cannon Huss. Huss, no hesitation on a three, and he's got three tonight.
He's feeling it.
Back out to Misfeld. Misfeld spots up a three, left wing, book it. Aiden Misfeld, they gave him a wide berth for three, and he made them pay. Aiden Misfeld, his second triple tonight, he's got eight. Wine attacking and leaning away from the hoop, scoops it off the glass, 4-2. Post, Cannon Huss. Huss going hard with the right hand, baby hook is good.
We needed that one.
Back down to Huss. Huss has a one-on-one, and the paint turns and scores.
That's what they need to do.
Slides a bounce pass to Cannon Huss. Doubled in the paint. Doesn't matter. Turns and scores with the right hand. Chavez driving baseline. Cuts hard.
Very nice.
Scores to the hoop for two.
Cannon Huss to Keegan Galvez. 220 play. Misfeld cuts between two defenders.
Oh, nice.
And nice English with the left hand. Aiden Misfeld makes it a three possession game.
Almost a throwaway. Maybe it is as Stewart saves it in, but right to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld with Stewart in pursuit.
Yep.
Still gets the rebound. Out races him to the hoop.
The regular season has come to a close. And now the long road back to state begins. This is McDonald Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
103.1 FM and 680 WOGO.
This is Max Basketball.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening. It's tournament time here in Chippewa Falls inside McDonald Central High School, Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium, the site of this WIA Division 5 first round regional quarterfinal, pitting your number one seeded McDonald Central Max against the number 16 seed, the Gilman Pirates. McDonald 23-1 on the season. They are 13-1 in conference play, champions of the Western Clover Belt. Just won the Clover Belt crossover game against Colby as well. Gilman coming out of the Eastern Clover Belt, they are 0-22 on this season, 0-14 last in the Eastern Clover Belt Conference. McDonald, that neutral site win over Colby 74-67 on Saturday, their last time out. The last time that this Gilman Pirates team played was 11 days ago because of weather and other issues. They were not able to get a game in toward the end of last week. And then last night as well, supposed to be playing Cadott, the last place team of the Western Clover Belt. So not since 2017, the 17th of February, the last time Gilman played, they lost at Columbus Catholic 74-44. We're down 48-23 at the half. We're going to hear from both head coaches in just a few moments, but first, messages from the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity in class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GottaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Back in 2.5 minutes, we'll hear from head coach Bobby Marion of Gilman after this Max playoff pregame on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports, live on WOGO Radio and Max TV. It's the number 1 versus number 16 matchup of the Gilman Pirates here at Stephen Debrasso Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, here with head coach Bobby Marion. And coach, obviously there's some tough competition over in the eastern side of the Clover Belt. Your last game out was against Columbus Catholic, who's probably going to try and make a run at state themselves too. But where has your team progressed? I know you're still looking for that first win, but where have they progressed from November, early December to now?
Yeah, we've definitely grown as a team, have started working together as a team. Caleb is our big scorer inside. He had a great game against Columbus with 24 points. So we've been working really hard on finding kind of our key ball handler, somebody that we can count on to bring up the ball, which we've really started to do. Anthony Strychek has really stepped in as a freshman. We've put a lot of pressure on him. You know, as a freshman coming in, that's a lot of work. But he's really stepped up to the plate, helping Sam Strychek bring up the ball. And you know, they've worked really well together. We did a great job breaking Columbus's press the last couple of weeks. So we're really starting to work together and get something going here. So,
Coach, you mentioned playing a freshman. Your son is a junior leading scorer. I mean, there's a lot of youth on this team, so a lot of promise and still, you know, trying to develop, I'm sure.
Yes, I mean, Sam is really our only returning senior this year. This is his first year playing varsity because he was a transfer student last year, so he was JV all last year. So we really don't have a lot of upperclassmen with experience. We have Caleb, who is a junior this year, who has been a three-year starter for us on varsity. But really, we've kind of struggled as far as, like, building that experience and getting that. We have some really, really promising up-and-comers. You know, we have Braden Olenek and Trevor Vick, who are both sophomores this year, both getting some starting time, that, you know, we're really excited to see what next year will bring with them.
And finally, Coach, what particular problems does this McDonald team represent? Again, number one ranked team in Division 5, and they're a skilled and veteran squad.
They definitely are. I mean, they have a great outside game. They have, you know, inside and outside, so it's, you know, stretching us very thin on our defense, going to make us work hard. They're also a very fast team. We don't have a lot of depth on our bench. I mean, we're suiting up 12 boys for playoffs, so that, you know, it's going to be tough for us. But, you know, we're here to put up a fight, so hopefully we have some good things going for us tonight.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's head coach Bobby Marion of Gilman. Back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max on WOGO Sports.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase.
Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Playoff Basketball, live on WOGO Sports and Max TV. First round WIA Division 5 tournament here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Your number one seed in McDonald Max against the number 16 seed Gilman, here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, again, accomplished the regular season goals, won that conference championship, won the Clover Belt crossover, but this is when it really matters. And I think you told me after that regional final loss last year, one of the first goals for this coming season is make sure this doesn't happen again, where we have to be on the road through a regional.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we'll hopefully be playing at home for three games here. But yeah, I think the long season kind of pays off when you know you get to play some home games here at the end. And it was something that we talked about even in the off season, and be able to come out and, you know, lock up the number one seed and just know we got to have teams come here, I think is a good thing for our group.
Coach, you played on Saturday, but then again, the weather gives difficulty, and so you can't be in here to practice yesterday. So with a veteran group like this, does that concern you at all that you didn't have that practice, or do you just feel, I mean, I know a coach is always going to want more practice, but do you feel like, hey, we can handle this?
Yeah, I think, you know, we do some other types of workouts, I guess, mentally, if we're not able to get in the gym together as a group. So had them watch a little bit of film, just trying to, again, be prepared for the season that's really starting again over tonight. It's a whole new season, so just kind of washing and our minds of everything that has happened up to this point, and just realizing that everybody's going to be aiming for us and we got to play really well.
And finally, Coach, what do you want to see on the floor this first game? Obviously, on paper, it seems to be tipping in your favor quite largely, but what do you want to see, especially coming out of the gate?
Well, I'd like to say healthy, number one. And then number two, I guess, you know, again, the defensive end, rebounding. That's something we stressed a lot last week in practice and been trying to stress the last month or so for sure of the season. So, excited to see some guys get out there and get some opportunities in the game and just see what they can do on offense and defense.
Well, Coach, this is what you've been working for, and it all starts now, a long road, and looking forward to it in the second season. We'll talk to you after the game.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max back after this with your player introductions and tip-off, Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Almost game time. WIAA Division 5 tournament, number one seed McDonald against number 16 Gilman. Dave Flanagan joins me for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, as we just talked, Dave, with head coach Adam Schilling, on paper, this looks to go the way of McDonald, but there's a reason they play the games. You got to take care of business.
Yeah, and like he said, I mean, everybody's 0-0 starting out. Season starts over, and I guess I just, you know, like anything, I'm sure he just wants to go out, see, execute, play hard, do the small things. Let's, you know, don't worry about the records. Just go and play hard.
The Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off is next on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Absolutely lovely rendition of the national anthem by young Miss Rue Benzer, and we are set and ready to begin game time here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, thank you to Dave Flanagan, who will be joining me later in the week, for jumping in on the Toyson Ford Keys of the Game. Dawson Halverson rocking things back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. First off, your starting lineups for the Gilman Pirates. They'll start number 5, Sam Suricek. He's a freshman, a senior, and his cousin's a freshman. Suricek averaging 3.6 points per game. Anthony Suricek, the cousin, he's a freshman starter. Number 10, 4 points per game. Then Trevor Vick, number 23. He's a sophomore, 6-footer, 5.2 points per game. Caleb Marion, coach's son, leading scorer, junior, 6'3", 10.2 points per game for number 25, Caleb Marion. And Braden Olenek, he's a sophomore, 6'4", number 34, second on the team in scoring at 7.9 points per game. Third-year head coach Bobby Marion is the head of the Gilman Pirates. Again, they are the 16 seed in this section. They are last on the eastern side of the Clover Belt. Now your Clover Belt Conference champions, the McDonald Macs. Under the direction of fifth-year head coach Adam Schilling, a record of 90 wins versus 37 losses. That's a 71% winning percentage. They'll start with Aiden Misfelt, the 5'11 senior guard, number 1, 9.7 points per game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Then Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11 senior guard, number 3, 21.6 points per game. Believe it or not, that is second on the team. He also leads the team in assists. He has hit 104 threes. That is a new school record, breaking Ben Retzloff's mark. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward, number 22, 6.8 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game. He had 6 points, 11 boards, and 5 assists in that Clover Belt crossover game. Jordan Sikora, the 6'2" sophomore guard, number 24, the defensive stopper for Coach Schilling, 2.6 points, 1.9 rebounds, 2.2 assists. And then Cannon Huss, the 6'3" senior guard forward combo, number 33, leads the team at 22.2 points per game. He had a season high of 34 on Saturday night against Colby. Also leads the team in rebounds, 10.1 points per game. That is, of course, a double-double by average for Cannon Huss. Gilman has purple jerseys, tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, gold piping, gold accents on the sides and tops of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the royal blue numerals, gold piping, and royal and gold accents on the tanks and shorts. Cannon Huss will jump it up at midcourt for McDonald, and Huss easily wins the tap, knocks it back behind his own free throw line, and Eddie Mittermeier will get us underway, moving left to right as McDonald getting started for what hopefully is a long playoff journey. So we welcome in Mark Maloney.
Yes, I tagged off with Dave Flanagan. Dave Flanagan's going to be filling in for me. I'm heading to New Jersey tomorrow.
Aiden Misfelt, quick three right corner. That one a little bit too strong. Rebound pulled down by Braden Olenek of Gilman. And this is a Gilman team looking for their first win of the season. Dylan Merriam, the junior, is their leading scorer. Again, he had 24 against a very good Columbus Catholic team. Drive by Gilman, high off the glass, up and good for Sam Sericek. He's the senior. Two Sericeks will primarily hear from tonight. Cousins, a senior and a freshman. And McDonald down 2-0, 55 seconds of the game. Eddie Mittermeier will try to change that, and he will. Right corner pocket three, 105th of the season for Eddie.
Tried the same corner that Aiden just tried.
3-2 McDonald. Up top, Anthony Sericek. He's the freshman. Pulls it down at the elbow. A kick out for a three on the left wing. Grazes off the front of the iron, but an offensive rebound tracked down by Caleb Marion. He'll float it out to Sam Sericek. Sericek guarded by Aiden Misfelt in front of the McDonald bench. Very full McDonald bench here tonight. Good to see again a lot of those reserves dressing for varsity, and a turnover by Sericek over in that corner. Lost it out of bounds.
Good defense there. I didn't see who was there. Were three McDonald guys there, so
90 seconds in, McDonald leading by a point. Left corner, Eddie Mittermeier drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss trying to wrap a pass through the arms of Marion, and Marion took it away.
Just trying to get that over to Keegan.
Sericek up top, driving the lane, kicking to the left corner. Quick three snapped off there. Rims in and out. No good there for Trevor Vick. Aiden Misfelt with a rebound. Push ahead far side of the floor. Eddie Mittermeier to Keegan Galvez. Left wing. Pass poked away and a race for it. Aiden Misfelt may have knocked it off the Gilman player out of bounds. Yes, he did. Aiden Misfelt in a foot race there with Sam Sericek. Good hustle there by both players.
Yeah, Aiden kind of letting him, knowing that the ball was going to go out of bounds off of Gilman.
Jordan Sikora on the right wing, drops down to Eddie Mittermeier, thinks about a three, thinks better of it, goes up top to Jordan, drops at the high post, Keegan Galvez to Eddie Misfelt, left wing. Aiden up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back on the left to Aiden, drops it down for Jordan Sikora, the sophomore. From the Gilman bench, again, a thinner Gilman bench. They don't have a ton of players suited here tonight. Aiden Misfelt will try another three from the right corner. That one spins in and out, and Marion fights down the rebound. Cannon Huss had a piece of it. Again, Marion the junior showing off some of his strength. Still 3-2 McDonald. Cannon Huss knocks a pass away. Marion retrieves in the paint, bumps through a couple bodies and off the glass, gives Gilman back the lead. Caleb Marion again coming off that 24-point performance against Columbus Catholic, and this is a well-rested Gilman team. They haven't played since the 17th, 11 days off. Andy Mittermeier penetrates, pulls up, fouled, and couldn't get the runner to fall from 12 feet out along the baseline. But Eddie Mittermeier will go to the line for the first time here tonight, giving us time to let you know that Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology, as Eddie off the mark on the first, a little bit short. Keeping your family safe and cutting energy costs. That's Quality Propane. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Second free throw for Eddie. That one finds the bottom of the net. He has 4 points. 83% foul shooter. That is a rare miss. And knocked out of bounds off of Gilman.
Yep.
On the inbounds. Camden Huss causing some havoc. Slaps the ball into inbound, goes up top to Eddie Mittermeier, straight on, right side, Jordan Sikora. Drops the short corner, Keegan Galvez, whips out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier spots up a three left of the circle. That's his second. Eddie Mittermeier with seven. Creating some more distance between him and Ben Retzloff. And Mittermeier knocked to the floor as he knocked a pass loose. And whistle will just send the ball out of bounds to Gilman.
Ref didn't see that in the forearm shiver there. But
inbounds thrown into the left corner. That's Marion. Marion finds a cutter, but Aiden Misfelt steps in front of him, whips it over his shoulder to Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the lane, going hard to the rim for two.
Nice hard take there by Keegan.
Keegan Galvez, again, just a fantastic game. That Cloverbelt crossover, 6 points, but 11 boards and five assists. Now showing off some speed. Sirichek, a runner in the lane, going coast to coast. And Sirichek, no one stopped the ball, and that is Sam Sirichek, the senior, with his fourth point. 9-6, McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Up top, almost a throwaway. Aiden Misfelt back to Eddie. Deep three, left wing. Can he get a third? You bet!
Pure.
It's just target practice for Eddie Mittermeier out there. He now has hit 107 on the season. Eddie going for the steal now. The younger Sirichek, Anthony, drop it out. Up top for their big man, Braden Olenek. He goes way too strong off the window. Eddie Mittermeier skies for the rebound. Mittermeier far side of the floor, hits the brakes, finds Cannon Huss straight on. Huss show and go down the lane. Beautiful Euro step, open arm for Huss. How many times have we said that this season?
Yes. He's a good, strong post player there and just takes it hard to the basket.
Huss had a season-high 33 in that crucial conference-clinching victory over Fall Creek. 34, a new season-high on the weekend against Colby in that Cloverbelt crossover. Miles Flanagan comes in, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, 1.8 points, 2.6 rebounds. Also into the game, Cooper Mittermeier, number 0. 5'9" sophomore guard has hit 16 threes this season. Old-fashioned three-point play for Cannon Huss. It's 15-6 McDonald. Gilman moving left to right against some backcourt pressure from the Max. Anthony Sirichek fights a pass to cousin Sam. Go right corner. Trevor Vick. Back to Sirichek. Vick in the right corner. Close up by Eddie, prevents the three. Drops it down to the right post. Max Ustanowski. The game now for Gilman. He'll get his own rebound off a miss. Drops down to the right block. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald as they were trying to get a post touch there for Caleb Marion. McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Inbounds to Ustanowski. Shoots it up top. Anthony Sirichek. Sirichek goes to Sam Sirichek, back to Ustanowski. Sam Sirichek now on the right wing, drops down around the right block, spins one up, that went straight up in the air, and pushed ahead by McDonald. A race to it is won by Gilman. Trevor Vick takes it back. Scooping shot comes up well short for Sirichek. Again, the ball's loose in the paint. It scrabbles out, and Cooper Mittermeier on his knees has it taken away from him, and a whistle and a foul. I think this one's going to go against Cooper.
Yep.
Anthony Sirichek, the freshman, takes it away from Cooper Mittermeier, who is on his knees trying to find someone to pass the ball to. Sam Sirichek will inbound. Aiden Misfelt right in his grill. Drops it along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, will stay with Gilman. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Stelter Inc., three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds pass, a whistle and a foul. Mentioned Mittermeier tagged for that infraction. It's the team's second. Team fouls even at two apiece. 12:35 to play first half. 15-6. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, also partnering with Max TV tonight. Ustanowski checked by Cannon Huss, and a little hand check, reach and foul against Cannon. And that's three really quick fouls against McDonald. Keegan Galvez is going to check in, and Miles Flanagan will take a seat. Also, Carter Stelter will see his first action tonight. The senior six-footer, forward number 20, averaging 1.9 points and 1.8 rebounds. Cannon Huss We'll take a break with 12:31 left after picking up that first foul. Sam Sirichek to inbound, throws it right to Eddie Mittermeier, who stepped in front of Vic. Mittermeier on the run, hair streaming behind him, goes Euro to the glass. Beautiful English for two.
Nice play by Eddie.
12 for Eddie Mittermeier in the first 5.5 minutes. Long cross-court pass, whipped to Vic. Vic puts it on the floor with the right hand just outside the right block, drops it over to Sirichek, right corner. He picks up his dribble, calling for Anthony Sirichek, the freshman. Vic in the right corner, almost lost his balance in front of the McDonald bench. Ustinowski now at the right elbow against Carter Stelter, bodying him up. Puts it to Anthony Sirichek, and a whistle and a travel on Sirichek up top. 11:55 left, couple subs coming in. Joey Sirichek, a sophomore, and Braden Olenek back out there as well, adding a little bit of height, 6 foot and 6 foot four to this Gilman lineup. 17-6 McDonald. That's the 1/3 point to the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Awesome Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Coming up a little bit too strong on a 14-footer was Keegan Galvez. Knocked out of bounds. The save attempt by Gilman, and I don't think they needed to save that one.
And actually threw it off of his own guy anyway, but
so McDonald inbound, Carter Stelter throws to Cooper Mittermeier, to Aiden Misfeld up top. Misfeld leaves for Eddie Mittermeier, who again has 12 points. Aiden Misfeld left wing, spins in and out. Offensive rebound, Keegan Galvez skips it out. Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie. Eddie snaps off a three right of the circle. Front rim, no. Keegan Galvez, offensive rebound, put back, no. Rebound still loose, kicked out. Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner off the offensive rebound. Aiden Misfeld back up top. Eddie Mittermeier straight on for three, comes up short. Rebound the other way, poked away by Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie. Eddie ahead of everyone, down the lane, layup, good. It caught a lot of rim on that finger roll for Eddie, but he's got 14 and a timeout on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question, Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Behind Eddie Mittermeier's 14 early points, McDonald leads 19-6. Eddie Mittermeier almost picks the pocket, and he knocks it loose. Dayton Misfeld, Cooper Mittermeier now left wing. Three, no, Eddie Mittermeier going high for the offensive rebound. Up top, Keegan Galvez. Back to Eddie, toes up another three. Back rim, no offensive rebound. Cooper Mittermeier to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, cross-court skip, Keegan Galvez. Whips out Eddie Mittermeier, shoots it over into the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier from Aiden Misfeld. Back up top to Aiden between the wheels. Donald being patient here on this offensive possession. As Eddie Mittermeier drops it down to Keegan Galvez, back out to Eddie. He is wide open for three. Got another one. His fourth of the first half. 17 first half points for Eddie Mittermeier. It's 22-6 McDonald.
A little bit of a dry spell there, but shot's way out of it.
Only 7.5 minutes in. Sirichek knocked away by Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie has a one-on-one down the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds, but a foul on Joey Sirichek. 10-12 remaining. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. Free throw for Eddie Mittermeier. It is good. That is his third attempt. He's 2 for 3 so far. Cannon Huss comes back in. Jordan Sikora, Aiden Misfeld, and Cooper Mittermeier with a break for McDonald. And Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Remember that. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Thank you to Ryan and the crew. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Eddie Mittermeier now 3 for 4 from the foul line. 24-6 McDonald. Right side, Sam Sirijak. Works into the right corner to Braden Olenek. Trying to drop his way along the baseline, and he stepped on the end line.
Got a lot of room down there.
And trying to do some quick math when I have a moment, too, to just see how many Eddie has, but I've got him down for 19 of McDonald's 24.
Already.
Eddie Mittermeier drops it down in the left corner. Jordan Sikora back out to Eddie. Mittermeier holding above his head. Couple test dribbles. Back to Jordan. In rhythm. 4-3 left corner. Front iron. No. Rebound pulled down by Sam Sirijak. Carter Stelter will pick him up near the McDonald logo at midcourt. Sirijak bodied up by Stelter. Picks up his dribble. Looking for help. Shoots it over right side Olenek. Olenek to Vic. Drops down to the post. Good position there by Mirian. He goes up strong. Is fouled by Keegan Galvez. That'll be the fourth whistle against McDonald here in the first half. Give us a moment to let you know that Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Also maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Mirian hits the first free throw. Asher Rozowski subs in for McDonald, the senior number 34, 6-foot guard. His first action tonight. Miles Flanagan back out there as well. Mirian sitting on 3 points, looking for more. Good stroke on the free throw, but it rims out, and Carter Stelter shows off the hops and pulls that one down. Stelter, right corner for Asher Rozowski. Back to Stelter, drops from the post. Miles Flanagan doubled, goes up with the left hand, a little bit too strong. The putback, the tip by Miles.
We'll give him that one.
Nice work there by Flanagan. 26-7 McDonald. Sirijak pulls up along the baseline, gets a nice roll. Anthony Sirijak, his first points from about 10 feet out. 26-9 McDonald. Rozowski, bounce up top. Jordan Sikora down to Flanagan. He is sandwiched between two Gilman defenders and is fouled with 8:47 to play. Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over a quarter century. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. That's Lakeland.edu/blended. Rozowski to his outlet up top. Sikora. I thought for a second he was thinking about an Eddie Mittermeier range three. Cannon Huss, just inside the right elbow, somehow twists between two defenders. His runner won't go. Carter Stelter creating a little havoc, but can't quite pull it away from Olenek. Now Cannon Huss will, though. Huss knocks it away in a crowd between two defenders. Goes up, doesn't score. That was a tough shot in traffic, and they're letting him play a little bit here. On the other side, knocked out of bounds off of Anthony Sirijak by McDonald. 8:22 left.
Good defense there by Carter.
On back, the transition D. 26-9 McDonald, 8:20 to play here in this regional quarterfinal. Cannon Huss calling for the ball, wants a three, makes a three, left wing. He's got six. Anthony Sirijak trapped, goes right side to Sam Sirijak, and he throws it to no one but Miles Flanagan. Flanagan spins past midcourt for Carter Stelter. Stelter up top, Jordan Sikora. Jordan finds Asher Rozowski. Rozowski skips over to Cannon Huss, right corner. Huss shows a move, takes a three, makes a three, right corner pocket.
This has been a hot corner down here.
32-9 McDonald. Really starting to pull away. Sirijak again, another turnover. The steal by Stelter. Push ahead to Sikora. Sikora cross-court skip. Asher Rozowski spots up for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound. Carter Stelter along the baseline. Stelter fights it out to Cannon Huss. Huss turns in the paint. Shovels it down to Miles. Nice. Flanagan up and in for two.
Very nice. Good selfish play there by Cannon and a great shot by Miles.
34-9 McDonald. 7:15 to go first half. Sam Cerecek, weaving between two defenders, runs over Carter Stelzer. Offensive foul. Carter set him up. Well done by Carter Stelzer, the senior. That gets the bench to their feet. Eddie Mittermeier is going to come in. Carter Stelzer is going to take a seat, and he gets a standing ovation from the bench. That is good work.
Coach Schilling likes that when they take those offensive fouls.
Right side, Asher Rozowski drops it off for Eddie Mittermeier. Rotates left side, Jordan Sikora. Shoots it down, left block extended. Cannon Haasen has his pass knocked away and stolen by Braden Olenek. Good work there by the sophomore. Again, this is a young team. One freshman, two sophomores, one junior, one senior in the starting lineup for Coach Bobby Marion and Gilman. Vic left wing. Leaves it up top for Joey Cerecek. Back to Anthony Cerecek, and he'll drop it off. Braden Olenek looking for someone to pass it to. Olenek instead will continue the bounce. Up top, Jordan Sikora almost knocked away from Anthony Cerecek, and he lost his pivot foot and traveled. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. We are 23 seconds away from the two-thirds mark of the first half. It's all McDonald so far, 34-9. Jordan Sikora left wing to Cannon Huss at the left elbow. Rotates Eddie Mittermeier right side. Back to Cannon. Cannon has his pocket picked. Olenek again, quick hands from behind. Vic picks up his dribble. Back up top to Joey Cerecek. Olenek, left corner three, too strong. Box out, knocked away to Jordan Sikora. And Sikora now on the run for McDonald. Jordan Sikora, the sophomore, goes down hard. Oh, goodness. See what the, I think it's a blocking foul, but Jordan, wow. Jordan went up very high. And I'm not sure. I thought they called a blocking foul, an offensive foul. So Jordan's going to be checked on by Lynn and by Coach Adam Schilling. We're going to take a quick break and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Jordan Sikora will return to the bench, walking under his own power. Cannon Huss steals the inbounds pass between two defenders, goes up and is fouled. 5:51 to play. So again, good to see Jordan able to return to the bench, and Lynn still will check on him, but that was, it showed off Jordan's leaping ability. He went high and, again, was called for the offensive foul there, but came down just hard.
Yes.
Cannon Huss with the first free throw. Six whistles so far against Gilman. Five fouls against McDonald. 35-9, the lead for the Max. Second free throw is perfect for Cannon Huss, and give him double digits here in the first half. He now has 11. And he Mittermeier a game-high 19. Another whistle, and
turnover.
I think hitting the sideline with that dribble is Braden Olenek.
Yeah, they just
went back on the scorers table.
They get a lot of momentum going there, and they just running out of room.
Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt drops down to Keegan Galvez. Right corner, back out to Aiden. Aiden attacks with the left hand, shoots it out to Keegan Galvez for three. Right corner, rims in and out. Offensive rebound stolen away by Miles Flanagan. Up hard with the left hand. No, gets it back again, but lost it out of bounds.
Good hustle there by Miles.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Athletics on WOGO Sports for over 30 years. White City Glass. Another tip pass by Cannon Huss. He gets rewarded, gets it back, goes hard to the rim for two.
He wanted to hop up there and slam it down too, but couldn't quite get there.
And Cannon knocked it away, Eddie. Passed it ahead to him, and Caleb Marion loses it along the baseline, tries to save, but stepped along that end line. But senior-to-senior connection. Cannon Huss causes the turnover, and Eddie says, I'm going to feed you.
Yep.
The first time, number 12, Sawyer Winger.
Sawyer Winger, a freshman, will come in for Gilman. 5:08 remaining here in the first half, 38-9 McDonald. And we have a brief stoppage, I think, to check on a shoelace.
Yep.
And now we're good to go. Eddie Mittermeier will take his time. And if you didn't hear in our Lady Max broadcast earlier, Eddie Mittermeier and Cannon Huss, first team All-Western Clover Belt. Aiden Misfeld, who has the ball right now, honorable mention. Western Clover Belt easily, I think, could have been second team. Quick pass from Aiden Misfeld to Cannon Huss, left corner. No, Aiden Misfeld pulls down the offensive rebound. He just wanted it more.
Yep.
Cross-court skip to Keegan Galvez, back out up top, throwaway, and a steal by Anthony Sericek, the freshman. He'll pull up just inside the left elbow, shot won't fall. Miles Flanagan, a great box out, sends his defender flying as he pulled that one in. Keegan Galvez, touch pass, in transition to Cannon Huss for two.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful work on the move for McDonald. 40-9, the Max boys. Eddie Mittermeier almost knocked a pass loose. Weir safely gets it across the timeline. Sam Sericek. Sericek up top by Keegan Galvez. Slides a bounce pass out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. 4:07 to play.
Off of Keegan's foot.
Olenek will inbound. And lofts it in to Anthony Sericek. Sericek. Jarred loose by Eddie Mittermeier, picked up in the left corner by Winger. Winger drops it down to Olenek. Eddie Mittermeier a little bit quicker to the ball.
Eddie.
And Eddie runs through a door trying to save it. The big Max logo, the Mighty Max logo door leading into the weight room over there. And Eddie looks none the worse for the wear. They're just going to get that door closed. I think he just stumbled a little bit as he was
almost trying to
have
save
the steal
him,
and then trying to save it.
Just save himself from going out of bounds and had a lot of momentum going.
3:55 to go, 40-9. McDonald Gilman with the basketball. Ustinowski throws a pass, dangerous pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds by the Max. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. Inbounds, thrown away as Miles Flanagan steps in front of Caleb Merrigan. They're trying to get him a touch, and he does a lot for this team. They'll stack along the right side of the lane. A little jostling there. 3:49 left. McDonald leading by 31. Sericek will inbound. That's Sam Sericek. The senior drops in for Olenek. And his three a little bit too long from the right corner. Eddie Mittermeier steams out of there with the rebound. Gets by two Gilman defenders. Now Mittermeier down the lane. Whips it up top. And a turnover. So he wasn't quite sure where he was going with that. And Anthony Sericek with the steal. Sam Sericek, little extra step, maybe finds Marion. Marion misses down along the baseline and grabbing the rebound, Keegan Galvez, and a foul on Gilman, and that should be their seventh. And we'll send Keegan Galvez to the line. Well, being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked, endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, high expectations, and all the negativity. What do Wisconsin's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. As the first free throw is good for Keegan Galvez. McDonald's having fun out there, leading 41-9. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more, and they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. A message from the WIAA. Second free throw, no good for Keegan Galvez. A little bit too strong. It spins out. It was Galvez's third point in the first half. Sericek has his pass knocked away. I don't know if Cannon Huss or Aiden Misfeld got to it first. Now a lofting pass going for the alley-oop. Keegan Galvez on the finish. Kiss off the window on the heave from Eddie Mittermeier.
Great look there again. Keegan just couldn't time that up enough.
43-9. He has the ups to throw it down. We know that. And good body control to make sure he got the finish. Along the baseline, Ustinovsky fouled by Miles Flanagan, who will clap his hands in a little frustration there as he was going for the block. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Free throw, no good on the front end or the back end. So two misses there and still just 9 points on the board for the Gilman Pirates. 43-9 McDonald. Keegan Galvez wide open in the right corner. Skip up top. Eddie Mittermeier finds Cannon Huss. Left corner, pocket three. Too strong offensive rebound. Keegan Galvez whips out. Eddie Mittermeier, deep three left of the circle. Rims in and out. Another offensive rebound. Aiden Misfelt tracks it down this time. Misfelt weaving between a couple defenders to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie back to Aiden. To Cannon Huss, left corner pocket three, a little bit too strong. Another offensive rebound out to Eddie from Keegan Galvez. Eddie straight on with 2:19 to play, 43-9 McDonald. Cannon Huss, left corner three, this time fakes it, goes in hard, hangs, can't hit but is hit, and will go to the line for two. McDonald, just a flurry of offensive rebounds and threes that wouldn't quite go down, but quality looks.
Very good looks there, and they just offensive rebound in there, give them several shots at it.
And everybody's cleaning the glass tonight. Cannon Huss, first free throw is good. Huss really coming on strong here in the latter part of the first half. I have Huss unofficially for 16. We'll check that at halftime.
That's what I got.
And make it 17. About 19 for Eddie and 17 for Cannon in the first 16 minutes. Inbounds to Sericek. He pulls up in the lane. Runner too strong and off the mark. Battle for it underneath. Offensive rebound by Gilman. Put back, no. Bodies flying everywhere, and Aiden Misfelt pulls it out of there with some muscle. Right side. Keegan Galvez in the corner. Fakes the three and goes in hard, and now Keegan goes down hard as he gets the shot. And
foul. Yep.
Should be an end 1-2 for Keegan.
Yep.
And he looked like he wanted to throw that one down, and Keegan's going to pop back up and take the free throw. But again, he's going to have to walk this one off a little bit here. That's when asking in our pregame show here on WOGO and Max TV, asking Coach Schilling how he wants his team to take the floor and come out of this game, the biggest thing he said was, we want to end this game healthy.
Yeah, that's...
Again, Jordan Sikora looks to be all right on the bench there, and Keegan Galvez is, you know, some deep breaths and shaking this one off, but, I mean, those are some high flyers going down hard. And Galvez, the free throw. There you go, Keegan. Attaboy, knock it down. Everyone, he's banged up. So Keegan's going to collect himself on the bench, too. He has just been playing very, very well tonight. Galvez with 8 points. McDonald has 48. Nine on the board for Gilman. Long pass thrown inbounds, and Miles Flanagan, the first one of the ball, steals it 60 feet down the court. Carter Stelter going in hard, has his shot blocked on the right side of the basket. Minute 40 left. Sericek for Gilman near midcourt, working a right-handed bounce. That's Sam Sericek. To the right corner. Up top, Joey Sericek. Working to Vic on the left side. One bounce. Pulls it up. Carter Stelter right in his face to Olenek. Olenek has it just taken away from him by Miles Flanagan. And a whistle and what?
I think they're just looking there because the kid.
It looked like Olenek maybe took a little shot to the face. Incidental contact. But so it should be McDonald basketball on a side out, I believe, but they're just going to double check the floor here, and Olenek might need to get looked at here. I don't know if maybe there's some blood.
Yeah, there might be might have got a little cut.
And I think they're going to check out the floor in case there might be some blood on the floor as well, too. And probably means we're going to take a break here. So we'll step out and be back in 30 seconds and let you know the situation. 1:19 left in the first half, 48-9. McDonald, we are back in half a minute on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The floor here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls being cleaned up. Again, maybe there's just a little speckle or spatter.
Yep.
There as Olenek took a shot. I'm not sure if that was to the nose or the lip or something.
I think
Miles
kind of mentioned that, yeah, they bumped heads.
So hopefully everybody's doing just fine. Well, we'll mention at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. They're the best in brain and spine care as well. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Outreach clinics throughout western Wisconsin. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Assistant coach Alex out there and Alexis
and Lynn,
McDonald,
Lynn,
AD, and Lynn.
Lynn Royce's got a MASH unit going on over there. She's got the Gilman kid that was number 34, Olenek. He's over there getting his little, getting bandaged up there. And he had Keegan Galvez over there with icing up, looks like he's icing up a finger or something. And then, of course,
Eric Wiedermeyer's out there as well,
Jordan,
too.
Jordan Sikora is over in the MASH unit, too. So they're busy right now.
Hopefully getting everybody healthy. Again, that's how you want to come out of every single game,
yes.
Especially in a runaway game here like this one is, 48-9, a minute 19 left. Looks like there's still a little bit more cleaning up to do, so we're going to take another 30-second break here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Well, we timed that out just right. Action resuming here in Chippewa Falls. Minute 19 to play in the first half. And good work done by everyone with those protocols. Make sure the floor is clean and everybody stays safe in that cleanup. And McDonald inbound. Cannon Huss shoots it in to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll take his time walking it across that Bulldog logo at midcourt. McDonald up 39 points. Aiden Misfelt holds above his head, shoots it right side, Carter Stelter. Stelter finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier cutting to the rim off the glass and good. 21 in the first half for Eddie.
Good ball movement there.
50-9. Now they lead by 41. Which I would presume will put us into a running clock if this score holds as we move into the second 18 minutes of play. See what Gilman's got here at the end, though. Joey Sarichuk right side and throws it away right into the arms of Coach Schilling's mother on the sideline. Cannon Huss will inbound from right in front of our vantage point here. Down below as we are up high in the stands here. Eddie Mittermeier throws to Aiden Misfeld up top. Aiden show and go down the lane right to the rim. No, a little bit too strong. Knocked out of bounds and will go to Gilman with 26.7 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 50-9 it remains. Gilman trying to get out of single digits here at the end of the first half. This one certainly looking like a number 1 versus number 16 matchup. Joey Sarichuk in the lane. Pull up. That one, halfway down and just robbed him. Spun back out. And Cannon Huss will take it across the timeline. McDonald could work for a last shot here with 4 seconds to play. Huss on the left side. Back to Eddie Mittermeier. Straight on for three to end.
Oh.
Just nicked off the front of the rim. The McDonald emphatic at the beginning of their playoff journey. They go into the half leading by 41. Your halftime score, McDonald 50, Gilman 9. We are back in 3.5 minutes. This is Wogo Radio and Max TV, McDonald Playoff Basketball.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. McDonald leading 50-9 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. I know I'm going to need another break here to get all those highlights queued up because there were a lot. But your thoughts on the first 18 minutes, Mark?
Well, again, you know, the McDonald boys are playing really good basketball. Obviously, there's going to be opportunity now for Coach Schilling to play a lot of people here. I can't believe he's going to. I mean, we have... You know, Keegan Galvez going down hard. We got
Jordan Sikora
going down hard. And, you know, so he's probably going to let some of these younger guys play a little bit here. But, again, I'm you know, Gilman's got 9 points out there. But, man, I'm impressed with these guys. They're not backing down. They go 100 miles an hour, you know, which might be a little bit of their fault. But they just go and go and go. And, obviously, they're not backing down from any – fouls down there. They're not giving up you know, some freebies down there. They're fighting hard down there. So You know, they just don't have a lot of offensive power right now.
Well, three players have scored for Gilman, four for Sam Suricek, three for Caleb Marion, and two for Anthony Suricek. On the other side for McDonald, 21 for Eddie Mittermeier, 17 for Cannon Huss, 8 for Keegan Galvez, and 4 for Miles Flanagan. Give us a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with those halftime highlights as McDonald leads by 41 at the break, back in 60 seconds.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Here's how the first half sounded, your halftime highlights. Check that, give me one moment. Mittermeier will try to change that, and he will. Right corner, pocket three, 105th of the season for Eddie. Ball to inbound, goes up top to Eddie Mittermeier, straight on, right side, Jordan Sikora, drops the short corner, Keegan Galvez, whips out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier spots up a three left to the circle, that's his second. Inbounds thrown into the left corner, that's Marion. Marion finds a cutter, but Aiden Misfelt steps in front of him, whips it over his shoulder to Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the lane, going hard to the rim for two.
Nice hard take there by Keegan.
Nick McDonald. Mittermeier left wing, up top, almost a throwaway, Aiden Misfelt back to Eddie, deep three left wing, can he get a third, you bet!
Pure.
It's just target practice for Eddie Mittermeier out there. Window, Eddie Mittermeier skies for the rebound, Mittermeier far side of the floor, hits the brakes, finds Cannon Huss straight on, Huss show and go, down the lane, beautiful Euro step, open arm for Huss! How many times have we said that this season?
Yes.
He's the wheels. Donald being patient here on this offensive possession. As Eddie Mittermeier drops it down to Keegan Galvez, back out to Eddie. He is wide open for three. Got another one. His fourth of the first half. 17 first half points for Eddie Mittermeier. It's 22-6 McDonald. And pulls that one down. Stelter, right corner for Asher Wazowski. Back to Stelter, drops in the post. Miles Flanagan doubled. Goes up with the left hand, a little bit too strong. The putback, the tip by Miles.
We'll give him that one.
Back the transition D. 26-9 McDonald, 8:20 to play here in this regional quarterfinal. Cannon Huss calling for the ball, wants a three, makes a three, left wing. And that's how some of the first half sounded. Too many highlights for halftime. We'll play the rest back in our postgame. Time now for Mark Maloney's military shoutouts, our halftime tradition, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We'll start at the bottom here with Mason Gadel, a Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Palver off at Air Force Base, Nebraska. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force Station in Germany. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo, a Chi-Hi grad in the Marine Corps. Noah Stewart, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army, stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Towson in the Marine Corps Reserves. Carter Billen in the Security Forces at Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. Kristen Levezer Davis, along with Sarah Passon Bowie with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, soon to be going over to Japan. Jory Kabisha got Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base out in New Jersey, which is where I will be heading tomorrow morning, Caleb. And I'm so excited because I'm scheduled to be holding baby Freya come Thursday morning.
And so, looking forward to that. And she's gotten a lot bigger since the last time you saw her.
Yes, she's up to, I think, 2 pounds, 12 ounces.
There you go, Freya.
So she's doing well. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military for everything they do for this great country.
I hope to, in your absence, continue the shout-outs as best as possible if I can type a list from you here. Quick three to start the second half, and that's an air ball for Olenek. Good to see him back out there, though, after that collision at the end of the first half. So McDonald with Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt will try a three right corner pocket. Too strong for him as well. Jordan Sikora, Keegan Galvez, and Cannon Huss. And good to see Keegan and Jordan back out there as well, too. Again, shaking off some hard falls in the first half. So everybody who went down in the first half is back out there playing. That's what you want to see.
Credit Lynn Royce just, over there.
Lynn's something else.
Putting everybody back together.
Keegan Galvez playing tough defense up top on Sam Sirichek. Anthony Sirichek, the freshman, has his pass knocked right back to him by Keegan Galvez. Fights it to Olenek at the high post. Olenek working the pivot and throws away to Keegan Galvez. Galvez stepping in front of the pass. Back to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier pulls up, drops it down. Work out to Cannon Huss. Huss between a couple defenders out to Eddie Mittermeier. In rhythm for three, left side money.
Nice shot by Eddie.
Starts off the second half the way he started the first. That is the fifth three for Eddie Mittermeier. That gives him 109,
a double dribble
up top. Called against McDonald. And so I think this was almost
five subs.
Yeah, get the starters back out there, start the second half, keep the rhythm, and then sub them out. And so it's 53-9, McDonald. And now we'll have Cooper Mittermeier, Carter Stelter, Asher Rozowski, Miles Flanagan, and for the first time tonight, Brady Rubens with the 6-foot senior forward, number 14. I'm hearing a happy birthday.
Yep.
Is it Brady's birthday?
18th birthday today for Brady.
Happy birthday, Brady. Let's get him a bucket, huh?
Yep.
53-9. Carter Stelter up top. Drops down to Flanagan. Right block. Kick out Cooper Mitter in the right corner. Back to Miles. Flanagan between two defenders to Cooper Mittermeier. Little head fake. Pull up. Leaner. Off the glass. Too strong. Olenek with the rebound for Gilman. Recheck picks up his dribble just across the timeline. Trying to avoid a 5-second count. Finds Vic, and Vic loses it out of bounds. Nope, not quite. He saved it just in time. Now Brady Rubenser going down on the floor for it. Marion on his rear pulls it up and gets a timeout.
30 seconds.
His mom, Bobby Marion, called the timeout quick. Good hustle by both teams. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Taking the floor, 1 minute 51 seconds into the second half of this WIAA Division 5 regional quarterfinal. The number 1 versus 16 matchup. It's all McDonald so far, 53-9. They lead. Gilman still looking for their first points of the second half. McDonald got theirs on an Eddie Mittermeier 3, his fifth of the night. Miles Flanagan, a tie up as he just pulled it away from Anthony Sirichek, and possession will go to McDonald. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order what else but the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you to Corey and the crew for their phenomenal support. Chi High McDonald Athletics here in WOGO Sports. Nice pass down to Rubens. The birthday boy a little bit too strong. Gets his own offensive rebound to Cooper Mittermeier. 4-3 left wing. Won't rim in. Rebound to Olenek. Carter Stelter fighting him for the ball. Falling out of bounds. Throws it off of him. And it's possession McDonald.
Good hustle there by Carter.
Good work there by the McDonald senior. He drew a charge earlier. And good time saving the basketball. Throwing it off of Gilman's Olenek. Inbounds to Flanagan, rotates to Cooper Mittermeier, up top Carter Stelter. Stelter to Asher Rozowski, right wing off a screen from Rubenzer. Rubenzer for Flanagan with 15 and a half to go, 53-9 McDonald. Right side, Asher Rozowski, head fake, driving baseline, nice cut to the rim.
Called
for an offensive foul, though. And Miles Flanagan will help Caleb Marion back to his feet, 15:25 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. On the right side, just across the timeline. Sam Sirichek, they'll drop it down to Marion. Marion, good position down low, but Carter Stelter swats the shot away. And good recovery there by Carter. again showing off those hops. So he might be giving up 3 inches or so to Marion. Right side, Flanagan trying to show off his touch. Can't get the three to roll in from the right side. Rebound to Olin, and Carter Stelter going flying. Drop down to the post by Vic. He'll get it back. Suricek to Vic. Right corner. Snaps off a three. That one too strong. Good box out by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier with a head of steam. Right side goes behind his back. Slides a bounce pass down right block. Gets it back on the right wing. Mittermeier. Rotate to Rube Menzer, over to Stelter. Stelter at the left elbow, slides one down to Brady. Brady, there's the birthday bucket! Brady Rube Menzer and the roar from the crowd. Along the baseline, a dime from Carter Stelter.
Nice little finger roll on that one.
Good touch there by Brady. Now the ball loose in the paint. Marion lost it, kicked out to Olenek for three. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down, but thrown right back to Caleb Marion. Marion knocked over his defender, an offensive foul. Carter Stelter drew his second charge tonight. That's good work from the senior.
Very nice.
14:06 left, 55-9 McDonald. 3 minutes, 54 seconds into the second half, and Gilman's still looking for their first basket of the second half. Caleb Marion will sub out. Yep. That was his fourth foul. Well, it's time. Time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating as Ash Rozowski pulls up from the foul line, won't go down, and saved along the baseline. Good tiptoeing action there by Gilman Suricek. Sam Suricek in the left corner. That's Vic. Up top, Anthony Suricek, the freshman. Hits the brakes, pulls up from 10 feet off the mark. Rebound, Carter Stelter. Stelter with Anthony Suricek in pursuit. Miles Flanagan, a little bit of a bobble at the right elbow. Gets it back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Feeds Flanagan to the post. Turns up strong with the left hand. It scores. Nice touch off the window for Miles Flanagan. Give him six on the night. 57-9, McDonald.
He's getting to be a good post player.
Cooper Mittermeier stepping in front of a pass and whistled for a foul as he went a little bit through the body of Sam Suricek. Again, whether it's a walk-in shower, a jacuzzi, or that extra bathroom you've been doing without, put that tax money to good use. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com, 839-0707 for Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. 57-9, McDonald. 13:15 to go along the baseline winger. Back out to Ustinowski. Ustinowski, the sophomore, goes up top. Winger gets it back on the right side. A little bit of a bobble. Brady Rubenzer nose-to-nose with him in the corner. Drops it off to Olenek. Olenek almost throws it away, but Anthony Suricek
traveled
with the basketball. I thought he was trying to wrap a bounce pass.
Yeah, he was.
Down there and couldn't get it done. Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley with that butter burger, the mushroom and Swiss, plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders. And again, I'm not saying or, I'm saying and. Get all of those.
Yeah, that was my supper last night. It was a double mushroom and Swiss.
Yes, please.
With a medium order of the cheese curds. Man, it was awesome.
Again, Corey and the crew, we mentioned this before, but congratulations to them. The new Chippewa Falls, or the second Chippewa Falls Culver's location, going to be opening over there by Toyson Ford in the new festival. And so appreciate them bringing a second Culver's option to Chippewa.
Yes.
A little bit closer to my house and to yours, I think.
Yes.
Carter Stelter driving baseline, goes high off the window and good. Carter Stelter's been putting in yeoman's work all night, and he finally gets rewarded with his first basket. A 50-point lead for McDonald, 59-9. A steal by Carter. Excuse me, steal by Cooper Mittermeier along the baseline. Touch pass to Carter Stelter. Down the lane, got two more. Good work there by McDonald in transition. Miles Flanagan found nice the senior Carter Stelter flying to the rack.
Nice assist by Miles.
61-9, McDonald. Almost 6 minutes into the second half. Long three by Olenek. No rebound. Loose to Ustinowski, and he misses one deep underneath the hoop. Hit the underside of the rim. Trying to save it along the baseline, Cooper Mittermeier, but he stepped on that line. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are always ready to serve you. Find them near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on Google or the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Shot in the lane, altered and missed. Offensive rebound, Anthony Suricek. Out to Ustinowski. Ustinowski checked at the foul line. He'll pull up. Tough shot. That one off the mark. And Cooper Mittermeier, like a center fielder, floats his way underneath that rebound. Mittermeier right side. Working his way into the paint. Lost the handle for a moment. Gets it between the legs of a Gilman defender and Miles Flanagan for two. I'm not sure if he was trying to nutmeg him, but still, that's eight for Flanagan. Along the baseline, tough shot off the side of the backboard. Missed there for a winger. Stelter in transition has it knocked out of bounds. 11:14 left. More subs coming in for Gilman. Cooper Krug, a freshman, sees his first action tonight. Also a number 43 that unfortunately we don't have listed on the roster. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier. Snaps off a three right wing front rim. No offensive rebound. Flying through the air and fouled is Asher Rozowski. As he had a bead on that ball, and Asher Rozowski will go to the line shooting two with 11:10 left. And I guess I thought the clock should be running.
If it's a 40-point
40-point lead in the second half, I don't believe anything changes.
I don't think
in the
so.
Tournament. But McDonald's reserves are not going to complain as they'll get more time. As Miles Flanagan off the assist from Brady Rubenger. Circling to the hoop off the inbounds, and that's double digits for Flanagan. He has 10. Nice find there by the senior Rubenger. Under 11 to go. Right side, three on the way. Too strong. Rebound batted out between a couple McDonald players. Cooper Mittermeier, long lead feet ahead. Miles Flanagan cleans it up off the carom off two different defenders' hands.
He's just smiling out there. He's at the right spot at the right time, collecting a lot
Flanagan.
Of points.
Quick three, left corner. That one too strong. The miss by Trevor Vick. Offensive rebound. Winger gets the first basket of the second half. A little runner in the lane for Gilman. They were stuck at 9 points. Over 7.5 minutes. Now 67-11. How about the dart to the basket from Asher Rozowski? The blow by in the finish. And that's Asher's first points. 69-11.
Getting a lot of the McDonald players in that scoring column.
Mason Bussey's going to see his first action at the next stoppage as well. Sirichek loses it up top, gets it back. Diving on the floor for it, Cooper Krug. Vick on the right side. Right side winger. Working along the baseline, pulls it up, straddling the arc, tried to fight it down to the post, knocked away by Carter Stelter. And Mason Bussey, number 54, comes into this game for Flanagan. Bussey is a 6'4" freshman. He does not look like a freshman. We've seen him in the JV game. He plays well, plays hard, and again, he's got a varsity-looking frame.
Yes.
Vick will throw it up top, near midcourt. Catch there by Krug, the freshman. 69-11, McDonald. Long two goes in and out. Carter Stelter snares the rebound to Brady Rubenzer. Crosses over back to start to Stelter. And Stelter goes behind his back to get away from pressure. Throws to Cooper Mittermeier. Gilman going hard for the steal. Right side, Brady Rubenzer. 16-footer, no offensive rebound. Put back Mason Bussey. Gets a varsity bucket.
Nice job.
How about that,
Mason?
Well done. 71-11, 60-point lead for McDonald. And they only played their starters just about a minute in the second half. Long three, no for Olenek. Rebound to Bussey. Asher Rozowski across the timeline. Rozowski on the left wing. Over for Rubenzer. Rubenzer back out to Asher. Asher drops it to Brady. The birthday boy finds Bussey. Bussey backing in on two defenders. Goes strong off the glass. No, but a foul. And Keegan Galvez likes that as he's standing, pounding his chest on the sideline. You love the way, again, the seniors, the starters, rooting for the reserves, some of them just freshmen and sophomores. Mason Bussey, and now the clock is running for those wondering.
Yep.
Bussey a little bit too strong on the first free throw. Well, again, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 71-11, 60-point lead, could be 61 with a free throw make here for Mason Bussey. And the second one off the mark, but Brady Rubenzer, offensive rebound. Back out to Bussey, left wing. Asher Rozowski left of the circle, drops down for Rubenzer. The senior whips it over to Cooper Mittermeier, right side, back to Asher Wazowski. He's got a nice look at a three, rattles in and out. Rebound batted through a couple pairs of hands before Caleb Marion, who's playing with those four fouls, tracks it down for Gilman. Right side, Vic. Quick three, that one all air. Offensive rebound attempt and knocked out of bounds off of McDonald by Saricek. That would be Sam Saricek. He will inbound as they'll stack along the left side of the lane for a quick three. Olenek rattles in and out. Vic offensive rebound, and he's hit as he goes up and will go to the line for two. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account each time. Oh, that foul was on the ground. Excuse me. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Inbounds to Marion. Marion in a crowd goes up and is fouled with 7:04 left. And so Marion, who's had kind of a quiet game, battled that foul trouble. He has 3 points on the first half. And we'll go to the line. Looks like we're going to have a Cale Holmes sighting here, the 5'8 freshman guard. Ben Siegenthaler as well. And the first free throw, good. He's got a nice free throw stroke, Caleb Marion. Ben Siegenthaler in, number two. The sophomore for McDonald, 5'11". And also Cale Holmes, number 11, the 5'8 freshman. See what they can do here. Marion, second free throw is short, and that one was an air ball, and so possession goes back to McDonald with 6:19. Clock still running, 71-12. 59-point lead for the Max boys, as they will cruise on to take on the winner here of Rib Lake and Turtle Lake in the 9-versus-8 matchup. Asher Wazowski, right of the circle, goes to Cale Holmes, right wing, drops down to Mason Bussey, the right block, and send it back to Cale Holmes, right corner three, that one a little bit too strong, offensive rebound again, Brady Rubenzer.
He's down there.
He's working hard, playing well. Asher Wazowski, a bounce right side, going for the steal, Saricek steps on the sideline. So he stepped in front of that pass with 5:42 to play. Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Mirror in Chippewa Falls will be coming up after this one. Here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Ben Siegenthaler, left wing to Brady Rubenzer. Rubenzer, one dribble, finds Ben Siegenthaler to the rim. No offensive rebound. Bussey puts it up, too strong. Gets another offensive board, twisting between two defenders. Kicks it out, Cale Holmes. Left side, Rubenzer in the left corner. Out to Holmes up top. Right side, Wazowski. Wazowski comes to a jump stop. Rubenzer, left corner, three. Oh, the roof would have come off this place if that had gone down. Offensive rebound back to Bussey. Goes up strong. No. Ben Siegenthaler can't quite track down the rebound, but he knocked it off of Gilman out of bounds. Carson Galvez will now come into the game for McDonald as well. Carson, a 6'3" freshman. They've got some good size in this freshman group.
Yes.
Rubenzer will inbound. 71-12 McDonald. Shoots it in to Mason Bussey. Another dime drop by Rubenzer on the inbounds, and two for Bussey.
Great play by Mason, setting the screen and then rolling off it.
Quick three, Olenek, that one off the mark on the right wing. Offensive rebound, put back. That one too strong from just outside the lane. Olenek fights up another shot and missed, and rebound goes to Galvez. 4-17 and counting, 73-12 McDonald. Carson Galvez wide open, right corner three. No offensive rebound, put back Siegenthaler, no. Knocked out of bounds, going to Gilman. Just over 4 minutes to play. Marley Hughes just came into the game and I believe brought popcorn for a bunch of people.
Came into the gym, yep.
Right side for Vic. Vic for three, that one just off the front of the iron. Offensive rebound, Olenek, that one too strong. Bussey fights down the rebound. And Bussey gets tied up, goes down to the deck. And that should be a foul. And it will be. That is team foul number four. Gilman. Number 22, Adam Drager, the junior, in for Gilman. That is Olenek, the sophomore. We'll take a seat. Now we'll see more substitutions for McDonald. Number 13. Elijah Stepp, 5'9 freshman. Also, we'll have number 10, Joe Liebrandt, the 5'8 junior. And then number 50, David Anderson, the 5'11 sophomore. And for Coach Schilling, with 3:08 to play. 73-12 McDonald rolling here in the first round of the WIA Division 5 tournament on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Awesome. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. A travel by Carson Galvez before a kick out to Step for three.
A lot of these, I think Coach Hilling got everybody in the game now.
Everybody has the warm-ups off. Everybody gets in. Stepping in front of a pass is Liebrandt. Liebrandt tripped up on the way to the hoop. That'll be the sixth team foul against Gilman as they'll sub in more for Coach Bobby Marion. See if McDonald gets to shoot any free throws before the end of this one.
For the first time for the Fighters, the number 11, Talon Podolak.
Talon Podolak in for Gilman. 5'8" sophomore, number 11. In the backcourt to Step. Under two we go. 73-12 McDonald. Left side, Ben Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler cutting between two defenders in the rim. Left-handed kiss off the window for two. Ben. Another player gets in the scoring column for McDonald. It's a pretty move by Siegenthaler.
Yes.
Good work there with the left hand. And almost knocks the ball away. I think Step may be called for a foul here.
Yep.
We'll talk with Coach Schilling in the post-class post-game show. Highlights remaining from the first half and from the second half here. We'll look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar and what could be a very busy week here. Siegenthaler knocks away from Winger and Step with his steal. Step, push ahead to Galvez. Carson Galvez to the
there
rim
we
for
go.
Two.
Another one in the books.
Running out of room. Another steal by McDonald. Push ahead to Eli Step. Step lost his balance on his knees. Floats it out to Siegenthaler with 59 seconds to play. Right corner, Carson Galvez. Galvez down to Anderson. Saves it along the corner. Always stepped on the sideline. 48 seconds left. 77-12. McDonald. See if the Macs get one more possession here. Gilman up top with Winger. 33 seconds remaining. Runaway game for McDonald. Drop it back out to Winger. Show and go between three defenders, and he'll fight one up with the right hand. And we'll go to the line shooting two, and he's going to have to work pretty quickly here in order to get these off before
yes.
the clock expires. So Winger first free throw is good with 8 seconds left. And we'll see if he can get one more off. The freshman with 3 points, 3 seconds left. Oh, they're going to stop it.
Yeah.
Let him shoot the second free
throw. They won't let the horn go off.
And good work there on the free throws for Sawyer Winger, the freshman. Both look good. McDonald will run the clock out. And the McDonald boys begin their playoff journey with emphasis. Your final score from Stephen Depp Raisler Gymnasium. The McDonald Macs 77, the Gilman Pirates 14. We've got a lot coming up in the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Don't go anywhere.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have highlights from the second half of this one and highlights from the first half that we couldn't get to because there were so many, as McDonald led 15-9 at the break, only allow 5 points in the second half. They outscore Gilman in the second half, 27-5. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling shortly as well, but first, Mark Maloney, again, it's kind of what you expected. Again, a 1-16 matchup like this, but you can look poor, you can look impressive in a runaway game, and I think McDonald looked impressive wire to wire, really.
Yes, and they did. They did a nice job, you know, moving the ball, getting some good shots, made a lot of things happen. You know, I guess a scrappy Gilman team. I mean,
sure.
Beside the fact that they didn't put a lot of points on the board, they were scrappy out there. They went hard. You know, and I, you know, again, I got a lot of respect for Gilman out there. They're a great football team.
They are.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a football school. But, you know, they did a nice job out there. So, again, Coach Schilling did a nice job. Everybody got in. Everybody played. I don't know what he got for number for scoring, but I think
we should have that after we take another break.
I mean, just how many McDonald boys actually scored. There was a lot of them in that scoring column.
I think 10.
Yeah, I think I got 10 looking at it, too. So, you know, that's nice to see them guys getting out there. You know, Miles Flanagan getting 10 of them. And just a great job for these guys. And, again, that you take advantage of that in this early going. So, and, again, as these games move along, they're just going to keep getting tougher and tougher.
Well, we'll take another three-minute break here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we can talk with head coach Adam Schilling when we go back. McDonald wins 77-14. We'll move on and face Rib Lake on Friday night right here. Back in three on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Well, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As per usual, joined by head coach Adam Schilling of McDonnell. And as per usual this year, coach joining us after a win, an impressive win too. And you look at the 77 points that you put up and getting everybody suited up on the floor. And we can talk about that in a moment as well. But defensively, this was a scrappy Gilman team, and you held them to 9 points in the first half, 5 points in the second half. Have to be really pleased with what you did on the defensive side of the floor.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty active. We pressured the ball pretty well. Then we had, just some good hustle plays, getting after loose balls, long rebounds. And those are some of the things we talked about that will win big games. So we wanted to see the kids come out and be able to do that tonight, and I think all of our kids did that pretty well.
Coach, you mentioned you wanted to get through this game healthy, and we're knocking on wood when there were a couple hard spills, but it looks like everybody, again, it was great to see both Jordan and Keegan out there just to start the second half, and hopefully everybody can heal up from some of those bumps and bruises by Friday.
Yeah, I think they should be good to go, I would hope. Everybody seemed to be fine. It was just kind of, when you fall like that, I think a lot of times kids kind of get in shock a little bit, and they don't realize, they're not supposed to land that way, so... They both look good, and I think hopefully we'll be healthy for Friday's game.
Coach, I'm sure it means a lot to you and to all the kids who work so hard in practice, especially for some of the JV players that maybe haven't been able to suit for varsity yet, to not only suit for varsity but to get on the floor here in a playoff game.
Yeah, and I wish we could have more kids out there, but we want to get as many kids out there and be a part of hopefully what is a good playoff run. So they kind of see all that as something that plays out. So. Getting all those kids some experience in the game is always a good thing, and they went out and played well too. So,
and it's those little plays too. It's Carter Stelter drawing two charges. It's the hustle that you're seeing from everybody out there, and I think one of the things that we love seeing sometimes is watching some of your starters on the bench when the reserves are in, and you see Keegan Galvez beating his chest when Mason Bussey makes a big play, and the way everybody's on their feet when the birthday boy Brady Rubenzer gets a bucket as well too, and he played really well in his minutes at the end. Again, it's a family, it's a community here at McDonnell, and it is in your program as well too, and seeing again, kids that like each other, that root for each other, that's the mark of great chemistry.
Definitely, and they all have really great families and parents that they come from too, and you can see a lot of those kids just they know how to be around other people and show them that they appreciate being around them, and I think that's always important. So nobody takes it for granted. I think everybody knows we got a pretty special group, and just want to keep this thing going as long as we can, hopefully.
Well, Coach, second season began tonight. Started off with a bang. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you on Friday.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Adam Schilling here in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Now we'll take that 3-minute break and be back right after with those stats here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's. Athletics.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have highlights coming up, but first, taking a look at your leading scores as McDonald gets the job done here in their playoff opener, defeating 16th seeded Gilman 77-14. For the Gilman Pirates, four players scored, led by four apiece from Sam Sirichek, Sawyer Winger, and Caleb Marion. 2 points for Anthony Sirichek, the freshman. On the other side for the McDonald Max boys, Eddie Mittermeier with 24 points. He had 21 of them by halftime, hit 5 threes. That now gives him 109 threes on the season. 17 points for Cannon Huss, all in the first half. 8 points for Keegan Galvez, but I'm missing further down my list here. How about a third double-digit score? Miles Flanagan with 8 points in the second half, finished with 12 on the night. Also scoring for McDonald, 4 for Carter Stelter, 4 for Mason Bussey, 2 apiece for Carson Galvez, Ash Rozowski, the birthday boy Brady Rubenzer, and Ben Siegenthaler. 10 different players scoring. You always feel good about that, Mark.
Yes, that's great to get all those guys on the board there and in the scoring. So, again, playoff brackets are going, and the full go here, round one's in the book. So, again, it's great for Coach Schilling to get all them guys some playing time. Might get a little tougher to do later on as the teams get tougher and tougher to get people out there playing. But hopefully these boys can keep her going, and I think they will. They're just a good team out there. So, but, again, you know, we just –
you're looking at that, it looks like they're going to be playing Rib Lake, right?
Rib Lake, yeah. So Rib Lake went on the road to Turtle Lake. That was the number 9 versus number 8 matchup. So Rib Lake, according to Matt Fry from Medford, gets a go-ahead 3 from Michael Borchardt and then hit 8 straight free throws to beat number 8 Turtle Lake down the stretch, 87-79. High-scoring game.
Yeah.
High-scoring game for sure. I believe it was 44-40 at halftime, we heard here in the gym. So that will be the opponent for your Max boys on Friday night. Now, that game is going to be exclusively on Max TV here, as we will have on WOGO Radio on 103.1 FM and live streaming at WOGO.com, also on AM680. Mark Halverson is going to be making the drive because he's awesome all the way up to Superior for the Chi-High boys. That will be an 8-9 matchup in which I, again, won't dwell on it, but sure think the computer shorted Chi-High a little bit in making them the 9 in that 8-9 matchup. So they're the ones who have to make that road trip up to beautiful Superior, Wisconsin. So Mark Halverson, that will be a 6:35 start from Superior Chi-High boys basketball. They had a great winning streak, cut short a little bit at the end by Eau Claire Memorial, but I believe it was 8 straight games won by Coach Jason Prue's team. So, again, they're riding a great streak going into the playoffs. Mason Minarski, of course, passing his dad. Eric Minarski's all-time scoring total as well. So looking forward to keeping them going. And so we will have a little bit tentative schedule for Saturday, depending on some of these different results. If Chi-High should win on Friday night, we will stay with them on WOGO Sports on Saturday night and stay with McDonald exclusively on Max TV. But in between those games, burying the lead, this is a huge, huge game that we have waited for all year long. Everyone knew this one was coming. Two juggernauts on a collision course. It'll be the McDonald Lady Max and the Prairie Farm Panthers right across the street here, actually at Chi-High. Yes. Sectional semifinal. Prairie Farm is unbeaten, ranked number 2 in the state. McDonald, last check, if you want to put stock in rankings, ranked number 8 in the state. But McDonald has ended Prairie Farm season the last 2 years running. Prairie Farm teams that I think from seeing them could easily have gone to state, gone all the way, potentially.
Yes.
But they are a senior-laden group. They are deep. They are talented. And McDonald's going to have to play a phenomenal game to get past this unbeaten Prairie Farm team. However, I will say right here and right now that we have seen these McDonald girls rise to the challenge and play some of their best basketball when facing their toughest opponents this year, some of those Cadott games in particular, when trying to secure the conference title. So I'm really looking forward to this game on Thursday.
And I'm looking forward to either getting it on my son's phone or computer out there in New Jersey, or I'll be texting you, Caleb, all night long.
Oh,
so somebody will keep me posted as to how that game's going, because that is going to be a good one. And, again, you know, Coach Cooper's got these girls. They played some very, very tough teams throughout the season. We've talked about that all along. You know, in Prairie Farms, they just got that momentum being undefeated. But, you know, we played Cadott when they were undefeated, and everybody talked that game up, too, and the McDonald girls did a nice job against them to give them their first loss quite handily. But, you know, this is playoff time, and it's the sectional semifinals, so it's good teams against good teams now.
Yeah, again, you build toward moments like this all season long, and hopefully for the Lady Max, this is, again, a stepping stone toward a greater goal. But, again, it'd be a big step to be able to beat a team that, again, whether they would admit it or not, just like Northwood last year, their entire season pushing toward being able to beat McDonald in the tournament. And, again, I think McDonald may be a little bit more battle-tested, but the talent for this Prairie Farm team is absolutely undeniable. And so really, really looking forward to that one. We'll call it a 6:35 p.m. start Thursday evening in the sectional semifinal. If you can't be there in person, pack out that gym. If you can't be there in person, join us here on WOGO Sports. We're going to take one final 2.5-minute break and be back with those highlights, a few from the first half and everything from the second half as McDonald wins it in convincing fashion, 77-14. 14. Back in 2.5 as we finish up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 2.5 to finish things up in Chippewa Falls.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
McDonald, 77-14 winners over Gilman here in their regional quarterfinal. WIAA Division 5 tournament begins. Let's hear a little bit from the first half and then how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. A senior and a freshman. And McDonald down 2-0, 55 seconds into the game. Eddie Mittermeier will try to change that, and he will. Right corner pocket three, 105th of the season for Eddie. Ends past midcourt for Carter Stelter. Stelter up top, Jordan Sikora. Jordan finds Asher Rozowski. Rozowski skips over to Cannon Huss, right corner. Huss shows a move, takes a three, makes a three, right corner pocket.
This has been a hot corner down here.
Anthony Saricek, the freshman. He'll pull up just inside the left. Elbow shot won't fall. Miles Flanagan, a great box out, sends his defender flying as he pulled that one in. Keegan Galvez, touch pass in transition to Cannon Huss for two.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful work on the move for McDonald. Sarichuk has his pass knocked away. I don't know if Cannon Huss or Aiden Misfelt got to it first. Now a lofting pass going for the alley-oop. Keegan Galvez on the finish. Kiss off the window on the heave from Eddie Mittermeier.
Great look.
It's above his head. Shoots it right side. Carter Stelter. Stelter finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier cutting to the rim off the glass and good. 21 in the first half for Eddie.
Good ball movement there. High grad in the air.
Galvez stepping in front of a pass, back to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier pulls up, drops it down, work out to Cannon Huss. Huss between a couple defenders, out to Eddie Mittermeier, in rhythm for three, left side, money!
Nice shot by Eddie.
Say boy, a little bit too strong, gets his own offensive rebound to Cooper Mittermeier, 4-3, left wing, won't rim in. Rebound to Olenek. Carter Stelter fighting him for the ball, falling out of bounds, throws it off of him, and it's possession McDonald.
Good hustle there by Carter.
Good. Northwestern Bank. On the right side, just across the timeline. Sam Sirichek, they'll drop it down to Marion. Marion, good position down low, but Carter Stelter swats the shot away. Finds a bounce pass down right block. Gets it back on the right wing. Niedermeyer. Rotate to Rube Menzer, over to Stelter. Stelter at the left elbow, slides one down to Brady. Brady, there's the birthday bucket! Brady Rube Menzer and the roar from the crowd. Along the baseline, the dime from Carter Stelter.
Nice throw.
Mark rebound, Carter Stelter. Stelter with Anthony Sirichek in pursuit. Miles Flanagan, a little bit of a bobble at the right elbow, gets it back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Feeds Flanagan to the post, turns up strong with the left hand, it scores. Nice touch off the window for Miles Flanagan. Finally gets rewarded with his first basket. A 50-point lead for McDonald, 59-9. A steal by Carter. Excuse me, steal by Cooper Mittermeier. Along the baseline, touch pass to Carter Stelter. Down the lane, got two more. Good work there by McDonald in transition. Miles in this freshman group.
Yes.
Rubenzer will inbound. 71-12 McDonald. Shoots it in to Mason Bussey. Another dime drop by Rubenzer on the inbounds, and two for Bussey.
Great.
Number 11 to the backcourt to Step. Under two we go. 73-12 McDonald. Left side, Ben Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler cutting between two defenders in the rim. Left-handed kiss off the window for two. Ben. Beginning from the first half and from the second half here. We'll look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar and what could be a very busy week here. Siegenthaler knocks away from winger and Step with a steal. Step, push ahead to Galvez. Carson Galvez to the rim for two.
Another one in the books.
How the second half sounded. 10 different players scored for McDonald tonight. They win 77-14. Move on to face Rib Lake. Should be a great game on Friday night. And again, we'll wish you safe travels. Enjoy holding that grandbaby, Mark. And
yes.
We're hoping, again, as we appreciate Dave Flanagan filling in, but hoping there's some games and several of them left for you when you return.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for, too. And those games, when I get back, will be should be at Green Bay, right, when they get through this weekend.
Sure hoping for it.
That's what we're gunning for. But, you know, the boys got Friday, Saturday this week, and then we'll see how they should be keep on going, too. So it'd be nice to have them back-to-back going to state again. I think we did that last year, the year before that, we were over to Green Bay and
would not complain in the slightest if that can happen again.
Yeah, so. Well, in COVID years, I think we were at lacrosse or something like that for both the boys and girls. So I'm hoping that we keep right on going.
Well, again, our next game, 6:35 p.m. Thursday evening, sectional semifinal. It'll be over at Chi High, the McDonald girls against Prairie Farm. That'll do it for our broadcast here tonight from Stephen Demraisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Always wonderful to partner with them. And again, our game on Friday night will be exclusively on Max TV. Dawson Halverson, back at the WOGO Studios in Halley, keeps things running smoothly as always. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Chippewa Falls McDonald High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 77, the Gilman Pirates 14 in this WIAA Division 5 regional quarterfinal. This has been McDonald Max Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.